Mishnah that Ayin and Aleph combine several halachas. Then tomorrow, with Hashem, we'll look at the very first halacha. What about the Shnayim v'Torach u'Moch al Piyem? Oy al the Shnayim Achayim is Mishalim Teshuvi Abo b'Chamisha. Right, so the first din is that even if the Gneiva takes place on your day to wait, then Reuven and Shimon. And the Tevich of Mechira takes place al Yedei, in other words, with the ring of two other Edom. So the Gemara says, nevertheless, it's Chayim Dal Mechamish. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush of Mechira is in Nedus. That normally we have a din, al Pi Shnayim Edom Yokum Dober. So here he's Chayim Dal Vehei, based on the Edus of four Edom, two of which cannot be mechayiv, none of which can be mechayiv in Dalad Bay. Right? The first two Edom give mechayiv only Genev and Kefil. That's it. The second two can't be mechayiv Dalad Bay because they weren't aware of the Genev. So the Gemara says, Lema Maslis in the Leiker Bikiva, Leiker Bikiva, Omar Dabba Baloi Chatsi Dabar. Right. Pashu explains al Pishtai made him Yakum Dabar and Dabar Valoy Chatzi Dabar is extra. So Dabar Valoy Chatzi Dabar, the Rabbi Akiva, Omar Dabar Valoy Chatzi Dabar, the Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yasi, Kishaholach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yechan and Menuri, Lil Maitaira. So Rabbi Yasi says when his father Chalafta went to Rabbi Yechan and Menuri. The Lagan Shulchan Aruch brings a right here that a person is allowed to refer to his father's name if he adds a title. There are two times that a person is up to begin, the person cannot mention his father's first name. There are two times, there are two kulas. One kula is the Tuba has in Simon Rei Shemem. If somebody asks you, what's your father's name? So, Tshuva writes, he quotes from a Yamshul Shlomi, writes that then a person is allowed to say, my father's name is Reb something, Reb Moshe. Alright, so he says, in that case, he's a heter from the Yamshul Shlomi says, that then when you one's trying to distinguish one's father from other people, so he thinks that's, he doesn't explain why exactly, why is that a priest's coven? He's the father's first name. But he says he has a raya from the Yamshul Shlomi, is a raya. From the tour. So the tour often writes Abi and Linia Rush. No, he's a raya from the Rush. Because the Rush wanted to at one point distinguish who was Rebbe, who was mayor from Rottenburg. So he said, my Rebbe, Rebbe Mayor. Seeing they used him first name. See, but since he wanted to distinguish him from other people, so that was acceptable. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reishman Beis in Hillel's Kovet Rav that if a person says my Avi Mori Reb Moshe or Avi Reb Moshe, so the Malagoyim brings a Rai from here because the Samachrein and Mechelik in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Malagoyim says he a Rai from here because Rav Yosi says Kishalach Abba Chalafta. Right, he's speaking about his father. So he wouldn't say Kishalach Chalafta. Then right, he didn't say Kishalach Abba. Not sure why not. He said, Kishalach Abba Chalafta. So he called his father by a title, so that was his, that's why he was allowed to do this. So Kishalach Abba Chalafta, it's Rav Yechon and Benuri, Lil Moiter, Amri La Rav Yechon and Benuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafta. Omar Loi, Haresha Ochla, Shona Rishona Bifnei Shnayim, Shnei Bifnei Shnayim, Shnei Bifnei Shnayim. Now, the first thing in Balabasa, Tetzah Abotin, a person is holding on to a field for 3 years. So after 3 years, he no longer has to hold on to the shtar. Halacha is that if I have a piece of property and somebody wants to challenge my bailus in the property, so I have to have a shtar to prove that it was mine. But after I don't have a shtar, so the Gemara says, I have been working this for 3 years and there's been no machah from the previous owner. So then if I bring Aiden that I was working for 3 years, so the Cheskas Sholei Shonim takes the place of the Shtar. Right? Machlek is exactly how that works, but that's the Din. So what happens if I have to bring six different Edom? Right? Six different Edom. Two for year one, two for year two, and two for year three. So they said to so friend of Yechon Menuri said that Omru Loi, they said to Omar Loi, Hare Sha'och Lashon Rishonim, Ma'u, so Omar Loi, Amezu Chazaka. So they said to Amachalafta, Tztaka Gur Chazaka, Omar Loi, Afani Oimir Kain, Elish Rabbi Kiva Chaylik Vadover. Rabbi Kiva is the one who has this din of Dover Chatzi Dover, Shabbi Kiva Oimir, Dover Chatzi Dover. So Rabbi Kiva apparently held that that was not a good chazaka because there are no two Edom that can establish the 3 years. Omer Abaye, Afilu Teima, Rabbi Akiva. So the question of the Gemara is, if I have two Edom on the Tzvichu Mechira, but they're not made on the Geneva, so can those two Edom be Mechayiv, Arba V'chomish? So according to Rikiva, shouldn't work. If according to Rikiva, I need to have one set of Edom on the entire 3 years, then you have to have one set of Edom on the Geneva and on the Tzadikah and Mechira. And that's the equation the Gemara makes. Right? What's the equation the Gemara makes? The Gemara says that the habit of the Gemara is that Geneva and Tzadikah and Mechira is Mechayim Arba V'Chomish. So I have two Edom only on the Tzvichu Mechira and not on the Geneva. So that's like two Edom on year three. So Gemara says, Omer Abaya filutem Rabbi Akiva. Milamad Rabbi Akiva b'shnaim arim kidesh b'shnaim arim boal. Da'afogav le'edi b'y Tzvicha le'edi kiddushin. Came in the Kiddushin of Tzvicha le'edi b'y adamar kirina bay achanami. Avodav did tzvicha tzvicha le digneva. Came and did tzvicha tzvicha le digneva. Came did tzvicha le tzvicha le tzvicha. Dover kirina be. So Gemara. So Abaye says that this is the conclusion. The Gemara the lav dafka. Gemara Abaye says that Rabbi Akiva may hold the din of dover mechatzi dover. He holds the din of dover mechatzi dover. But we have another case where it looks like it's a chatzi dover, and Rabbi Akiva calls it a dover shalom. What's that case? Machlekes Rashi and the Rajba. Let's look at Rashi Shita right now. Rashi Shita is that I have two Edom that Reuven did a masa kiddushin, and then I have two Edom that Shimon was boiled this woman. Reuven was Mekadosh Leah, and Shimon was Baal Leah. So the two Edom that Shimon was Baal Leah is Mechayim Shimon with the Chayim Misa. Right? Obviously, they cannot be Mechayim Shimon with Chayim Misa without having Edos that you could actually see from Reuven. So the Kiva says, does that mean that the Din of Chatzi Dover means that I have to have two Edom that we'll see the Masa Kiddushin, which makes her into a Mekudeshes, and the Masa Bia? So the Kiva says no. That Eidei Bia alone are Machayiv. So the Gemara says the conclusion of Abaye is that Hachanami Yafagav de Ritzvicha Tzvicha Leidei Gneva Kevan de Leidei Gneva Tzvicha Leidei Bia the Eidei Tzvicha Dover Karina Bey. Alright, we'll listen more carefully in a moment, but that's how we conclude. The Kiva holds we now have two different models. The model of the Shalosh Shanim, so that if I only have Edom on 1 year, that's going to be Chatzi Dover. But a different model. Edom, Bia, and Edom Kiddushin. In that case, if I only have Edom on the Bia, so that will be considered to be a Dover Shalom. Now, it's a little bit difficult because the Gemara proves this by saying that the Edom Kiddushin is a Dover Shalom. Right? We'll go over the Gemara carefully in a moment. But that's what the Gemara says. So our Gemara now says, what about our din? Our din of Our first line of the Mishnah is that a davar chadash, that Rabbi Kiva's din. Would this mean that Rabbi Kiva would be chalik on Mishnah? Which says no. Our Mishnah is the case which is should be likened to the case of Eidei Kedushin and Eidei Bia. Mar goes on to say, Mirabbanan I davar l'chatzi davar l'mutei mai. The Meyutei Echad Oimer Echad Begavavi Echad Oimer Echad Bekreisa. The Gemara says, so what do Chazal do with Chatzi Dover? So the Gemara says, Chachamim also did Chatzi Dover. They also dash from Dover to Chatzi Dover. Right? Lemayutei Mai. Lemayutei Echad, every Echad, the Gavli Echad, every Echad, the Kreisa. I love that you have to have two sirens to make a woman into a Gela. What happens is they know that there's one eight says that I know there's a Seyor Begava. And 1/8 says I know that there is a Seyor Bekresa. So that's Chatzi Dover. What are you talking about? I Chatzi Dover? Chatzi Eidosu. El Mute Shnayim Oirim Echo Begava Shnayim Oirim Echo Bekresa. Hane Amrek Tani, Bani Amrek Tani. So that would be Chatzi Dover. Right, so the Gemara gives us four cases. And the Sponge will also be a four cases you have to look at, right? One case, l'kula yalma is chatzi eidos. It's not a din of chatzi dover. Right? One case is chatzi eidos. One case is chatzi dover that everybody's masking. One case is chatzi dover that Rabbi Kiva is mechadesh. And the fourth case is a situation which is not chatzi dover. Everyone is Makabal's Dover Shah. So we have to figure out what are these four cases and figure out what the Gedorim or the four cases and figure the Machlaikas Rabbi Kiva Chachamim. Right? What's the din of Dover Chatzi Dover? Again. So what are the four cases? What's Poshut? Admod. A Dover Poshut Admod that does not require a Zera Sakasif. No, go ahead.
When one Yid says only one Zera.
Right. So why is that a Dover Poshut?
Because you don't even have two either. You only have one.
Right, so even though you may say, I have two Edom saying that she is Cyrus, but I don't have two Edom on the Simone Gavis. So for that, I don't even need a Pasuk. The Dover Pasuk, that's Chatzi Edos. I don't have anybody giving me Edos over here. Right? For example, Moshe Dover Adoyim, if I was trying to collect $100 from somebody, I said, Reuven owes me $100. And I have one A that he borrowed $50, and one A on Tuesday, and one A that he borrowed $50 on Wednesday. That's a non-starter. That's Chatzi Eidos. It's nothing. I didn't address the cost of that. I don't have two A that he owes $50. I have an A that maybe it's Chayav Ashur, but I don't have two A. Right? Dover Poshut, that does not require it. Does not require further. Does not even require a Poshut. Doesn't require a fancy Svara. Chatzi Eidos. Okay, now what is the point? What's the case where Chachamim darshan dovar v'lechatzi dovar? No, go ahead, Ezra.
In the case of the two
Edom,
three of them say
Sarah,
another three of them say the
other. So I have two Edom, Reuben and Shimon know that there's a Seir Begava, and Levi and Yudah know there's a Seir Bekresa. Right? So I have two Edim, now I have two Edim telling me that she has Simone Gadlus. I go to Beis Din, and I want to know if she had Gadol or Ktana. Right? So Lachara, what's the problem? I bring in Reuven Shimon, and they say, Mamish and this and this date, she has a Seir Begaba, Lady Yuda, a Seir Begresa, same date, same time. So I know she's two Cyrus. What's the problem? Halach is two Cyrus makes her two Gdaila. I have Eidos and she has two Cyrus. So why shouldn't she have Gdaila? No, is there a Svara that you can give that she shouldn't be Gdaila? No? No. That's a machloek v'shenim. You're right. There is a machloek v'shenim, and it's 2 days in the mechaber. Halach l'maisis is two days in the mechaber. If a woman has seir echad, that's correct. That's correct. It's from Siman Kufnei. No. In heaven, as I think in Sukhumay, he's not going to sit that. That's like a threat. It'll be possible like this. 2 days in the Machad. 1 day it says it has to be 2 Cyrus Bimok and Erba. Right? Either Erish or Kot or Erish or Malah. But then, but there was another man who says, no, it can be 2 Cyrus anyways, even the Kishrei Tzvoisov. So this Gemara is only working according to that mandam. It's the two, otherwise, otherwise it would be a din in Gadlos, not a din in Eilis. So the end of says that you need to ask a cost for it. Al Pisvori could say, I've seen money Gadlos. So Xeris a cost of. Xeris a cost of Al Pishnai made me a Dover. Dover will I have seen Dover. Alright, so Xeris a cost of. So Chachamim are saying this is the Chatzi Dovar that the Torah says is lacking in Eidus. You have to inaugurate it. So the Gemara tells us why. Hanei Amri Ktanei. The Hanei Amri Ktanei. So what's, how does the Gemara explain? How does the Gemara Magdi this did? Okay.
You can take 2 separate Eidus that each say,
in other words, the Eidus, we could look at the Eidus as telling us this woman has Simon Gavis, right? So Gemara is saying that's not the way to look at it. Because the upshot of each Eidos is a Shislok Tana. So according to Chachamim, what's the Chiddush of Dovah Lechatzim Dovah? If we're looking at the story that Eidos, the Eidim are telling us, no, they each reporting to us that they saw a Seir. No, so what's the problem with that? Elamai, apparently we were saying, apparently since both the goal of the Eidus is to make her into a Gdala, so I have no aid in making into a Gdala. No, how else am I showing the line? The line says, Hani Amri Ktani, Hani Amri Ktani. That's not what they said. I'm bringing in 2 Eidim that are that were PAs in the doctor's office. They don't care, godless or kindness. They happen to be there when the doctor was examining it. So they happen to know, 4 from Jews, happen to know that Ben Nahum, she has 2 Cyrus. So the Gemara says, we bring them in because why are they coming to Beis Din? They're coming to Beis Din apparently to be made and godless. So apparently the Gemara is a chiddush over here. Dover lechatzi dover. How else you read the Gemara? Hanei amik tani. The hanei amik tani. They weren't saying tana. Is there a din that the Eidim have to bring Eidim that they have to tell us the intent? We tell the intent of the Rangers. No, what would you say?
Rashi has the gear said because it makes a lot more sense. It's not that they're saying she's a katan, it's that based on their testing, based on their age, she's still a katan.
Right. Lachar, it's the same thing. The Girsa is clear in Girsa. Right? But Lachar, it's the Chiddush. There's a Chiddush over here.
But if they're saying she's a cousin, aren't they saying that in exclusion to any other areas? That if I'm saying she's a cousin, that's the hair and that's the only hair. I know that there's
no. No, I think you're right. Amri doesn't mean that they're coming and be made that she's a katana. No, which thing is correct. Mm-hmm. What I'm pointing out is that the Gemara is saying when we evaluate the din of Dov Lachati Dover, so the Gemara thing we're evaluating is from the perspective of what we want to learn from the Zedus. Right? So that really requires that's a chiddush. It's a chatzi dovar in the context of what we want to learn from the Eidus. Right? It's a chatzi dovar from the perspective of Beis Din, from the perspective of Kabbalah's Eidus. Not a chatzi dovar from the perspective of the Haggadah's Eidus per se. That you have to say, that's muchrach from this line. The Eidus is saying it's correct. Rashi's gears is sharper. But either way, that's the first din of Dover Lechatzi Dover. The point is not that the Edom are giving us half a story. If Edom are giving us half a story, that would be, that's Chatzi Edos. The Edom are giving us and telling us everything they know. It's in the Torah for the moment. But the point is that from the perspective, that's you have to medak from the Gemara, that the din of Dover Lechatzi Dover is in the perspective of Beis Din. So the Edom are not giving us anything that we can work with. So neither A, neither Katav Edom is giving me something I can work with. I'm using vague terms because we'll go step by step. Okay? And that then of Dabar Lechatzi Dabar, everybody's masking to. Alright, now we go to the next step. Then we say, but there's a din of Dover Lechatzi Dover that Chachamim would say is good Eidos, and Rabbi Kiva would say that that's the there's a kosum of Dover Lechatzi Dover. What's Rabbi Kiva's din? That's Rabbi Kiva's classic din. So the Chavra his din is the Rabbi Kiva's din? Where's Rabbi Kiva Machadish the din of what's his class? The model case for Rabbi Kiva of Dover Chatzi Dover. No? Shlosh Shanei Chazaka. Right? Happens to be, we'll discuss this tomorrow with Hashem. Happens to be very, very similar because it's also in called Sivanim. Right? And the point of having the years is only to indicate something else to me. Right, the point of the years indicate that this person is really a Baal. Right, so the cases of Chachamim and the case of Rabbi Kiva is similar and distinct from the case of a Maisa B and a Maisa Kedush. Right, let's go again. So what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, I have six Edom, three groups of two Edom, each one says, gives me 1 year. Right? So, Chacham apparently would say, that's not, that already is Dabar Shalom. Rabbi Kiva's Machadish, that is Dabar Lechatzi Dabar. Right? So why is it Chatzi Dabar? You said very well, right? Chatzi Dabar, we say Kiva?
Just wondering why it's different than what we just said before.
Correct, I have to figure that out. Okay, well, first, what does the Gemara say? Why should it be, why does it sound similar?
Why does it sound similar? Because yeah. If the Edus is fine, it's just that none of them are giving complete Edus for.
Correct, right? So it sounds, it sounds like Chacham and Kiva should be very, very similar. We know it's not so, we know the Gemara is a big deal. And Kiva is the one that says, the Gemara is not sponge, the Kiva is not being Mechadesh. Dover lechatzi dover, Bikiva is being choylik, I think, on the precise definition of dover lechatzi dover. Alright? What is the case of everybody's masking? Everybody's masking the case of Echad Omer Shekidesh, Shnaim Omer Shekidesh, Shnaim Omer Shebo. Alright? Why is that clearly not a case of chatzi dover? Nope, what did you say, Dovin?
There's one set of Edom that does not require the Edom of the other.
So what?
So therefore, if you have one set that's actually changing the din, they're changing the situation without the necessity of the other set, then it's considered one Dovin. So once there's Edom Kedushin, it becomes usher to the whole world.
Oh, so he said the following. He's saying, Hayyais, that we're measuring everything in terms of the Kabbalah's Eidus with Beis Din, in terms of what Beis Din is saying, Beis Din understanding. So when you have two Edom come in and say that this woman is Mekudeshes, so that's a Dabar Shalom. If I have two Edom saying that she is a Seyor, Beis Din cannot react to that, I'll be dead. Right? They can't pass from a single Shalom based on that. Right. No, so that's Chatzi Dabar. Two Edom come in and say the guy was working there for a year, That's the machlokes. Right, that's the machlokes. If that's the chatzi davar. Two eidim come in and say she's mekudeshes. No, it's a basin past the numerous dinah. She's mekudeshes. She's an ishes ish. Right? They come in and say she's in a suah. Right? They say that she had that. So then they can pass the numerous dinah. But that's why the Balamor and the Rajbo learned shot over here that it's two eidim saying that Reuven was mekudesher and two eidim saying that Reuven had nisuin with her. So then now it's a perfectly. The first two eidim make your nation each. Second two eidim give her the tami for husband is yerusher. Chiyuv ksuva is after nisuin, right? The chiyuv visa changes. So that's perfect. Two eidim, each two eidim pass the different dinim for me. And it's true that the second group nisuin cannot accomplish much without the first group. But the second group can accomplish certain things. Right? Those are our four different halachas. So it sounds like this Gemara, that we should, the whole din of davar, the chatzi davar, is a din in Kambolas Eidos Bebezdi. Right? Chiddush al pi shnayim eidim yokum davar. If it's in perfect psukim, al pi shnayim eidim yokum davar, Bezdin will be able to establish things based on two eidim. If Bezdin cannot establish something based on these two eidim, not an eidus that eidus discussed on eidus like Kabbalah says. If you cannot be making davar, if you can only be making chatzi davar, no, not a good eidus. Now, Gineva Tericha Mechira, the Gemara says that should be a davar pasha. That's like the case of Shnayim Bo Shekidish Shnayim Shavo Shavo. Why is that the case? No, I'm going to finish up now. No, done with that.
The first
Aegis
was also the
davar shalom. Good, okay. So now this is all good stuff. How about the second Aegis?
Yeah,
the first Aegis.
What is it
accomplished? Right. Now the Gemara is very clear, and that's Rashi compares our Gemara, our Sugya, to a slightly different case. He says, Shnaim Shabbo, Roman Fakidesh, Vishnaim Shabbo, Rashi says, Bo Ish Acher Be'ir. And that's entirely parallel. So the Rajbo's Mahalev will look inside. The Rajbo and the Balamor had a pshat which is easier to work with in the Gemara in the context of Eidus Dovla Chasidover. But Rashi's understanding is much more in sync with the student of Rashi. Right? And what does the Gemara clearly say? That to establish Dovla Chasidover, as long as one group of Eidim does not require the second group, then apparently both are considered to be a davar shalom. Remember, that's come out before the Gemara. Gemara says, "Kidei shnayim ayrim baal the afal gab the eidei be a tzvich leidei kedushin keva the eidei kedushin le tzvich leidei be a davar kriina be hachanami afal gab the eidei tzvicha tzvich leidei geneva." So tzarechiyim, because we understand that the eidei geneva is a davar lechatzi davar, but everything we said until now doesn't explain why the eidei tzvicha mechira should be a davar lechatzi davar. Correct? No. So what would you say? The Rashi says, "Kevin the Eidei Kedushin Tzrichin the Eidei Bia the Belav Hachi the Belav Dinu Shavula Kamoi Yeshesish the Oser Al Kol Oilam." The first two Eidim accomplish something, right? So Dovru Af Eidos Shalvia Tayyum Vinne Regan. Hafenami Ede Geneva Hibuk Fela, the Lab Ede Tvicha. Alright, so how does Rashi explain to us why the second group of Edom is also a Dovro? Nope, what is that, Josh? So there will be, Beis Din will respond to them only because? Nope.
First group.
Right? So again, so you have to be very careful. Chatsi Edom does not mean what we would intuitively think it to mean. They only give me half the information I need to pass. No. Dover lechatsin dover means that can the Beis Din paskin halacha based on the Zaydis? Simple. That's the litmus test. Right? Follows through. Two Edom come in and say the person worked here for a year, 2 years. Beis Din cannot paskin based on that. End of story. That's chatsi Edus. Chatsi dover according to Rikim. Right? Why not? We'll come back to the moment. Okay. Next, when it comes to echad omar shukidesh, v'echad omar shuba, in both cases, whenever the Edom walk in, Beis Din can pass in the shayla. Shnayim omar shuganav, shnayim omar shutama. In each case, Beis Din can pass in the shayla. Shnayim omrim seir echad reisi can't pass in the shayla. The word makamliyedus. When the next Edom come in, so they're working in a vacuum. Beis Din also not paskin shayla. Right? So Dover Chatsi Dover is can Beis Din paskin shayla. If Beis Din and paskin, it's a Dover Shalom. They can't the Chatsi Dover. What's the machlekes for the Yechida Chachamim? Machlekes about the case of the 3 years. That's the machlekes of Yechida Chachamim. Look in Taisus. Miute shnayim haimim echad echad v'gavach leidomi l'shana rishayna b'fnei shnayim. The hosam. Yeah, what says was kasha? What says was machalik believe? Then
why according to the chachamim in the case of the in this case they would say that it is davar shalom, whereas the case of with the woman is a chatzi davar?
No. Leidami liyute shnayim echad b'gavo. The leidami l'shana rishayna b'fnei shnayim. Go ahead.
In the case of
Shalom,
not
in
the case.
In the case, right? I think you said it right. Okay, good. The Hosam Rohu Kol Mash Yichol Nerois Bois Hashana. Rav Alfa's Pirish Mishum Dosim, Nahani said that Saham Dusayu Inyan Peyroi Sheochal B'Shana Rishayna Shechayv B'Shalim Im La Yimtze Yoser Eidim. Right? So what are we trying to figure out? Chachomim Ataka Machalik between the Chachomim hold that Shana, that Shnei Eidim B'Shana Rishayna, that is not Chatzi Dover. We explained it very well according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Shnei Edom and Shnei Rishonim can't accomplish anything. No Pesach Din based on it. Therefore, no Kabbalah Zayis. Now the question is, Chachamim, so why does this work according to you? If you hold that Hayinu Omer Ketana, Hayinu Omer Ketana, here also, the first group are saying that the guy is living in somebody's field, that's all they're telling me. So two teirutz. The Taisvus, the reason with Kabbal and the Rif. Right? Taisvus says, a strange lashon. Kol mash rehayu yechol lerois v'ayis hashana ra. Right? From the perspective of the Edom, we're shifting gears now. the perspective of the Edom, they saw everything which could be seen. Mashiach came by the Cyrus. So happened that two Edom saw Sarah Megava, and two Edom saw Sarah recently. But if they would have looked, we would have had two Edom seeing every single Simonim. So what's happening over here? According to the Tosfos, Chachamim apparently are evaluating Dover v'lechatzi Dover based on the from the perspective of the Edom, not from the perspective of Beis Din. Right? According to what we explained the Gemara, what's this talking about? They didn't see anything they could have seen, since that's not a cheshbon. Doesn't fit into the Gemara at all. It's a whole different way of looking at it. As long as the Edom tell us everything which they could have seen. So now that this line of Tosfos revamps the sugya. And this line of Tosfos is saying that our sugya is really Rabbi Akiva's sugya. The Lashonah is in the sugya, and Rabbi Akiva's Lashonah is. The Hane Amre Ketana, Hane Amre Elebiyat Shriha Kisah, that's all Rabbi Akiva's Lashonah. The Chachamim is different looking at it. How will the Chachamim line it up? So what? Dover lechatzi dover, shnayim oidim v'kreisa, shnayim oidim v'gaba. Right? They didn't tell us as much as they could have told us. Shnayim oidim shegonvu, shnayim oidim tavu v'machru. Nope. Vedas with Pleiades. Shnayim oidim shekidu, shnayim oidim shebo. Each Eidus is complete. So according to the first day in Tosfos, what's the machlekes of Kiva Chachamim? Everybody holds that there is a gzeiras hakosav al pi shnayim edim yokum dover. What's the machlekes of Kiva Chachamim? How we magge, Josh?
His perspective.
Correct. How you magge the chatzi dover? Are you magge based on the perspective of the edim? If Edom did not tell you everything which they could have told you, that's not Edus. That's a Chacham. Rabbi Akiva, if the Edom did not give you the ability to pass in a Shiloh, that's not Edus. Right? It's very different ways. One is Chatzi Dover of the Sefer Edus. The other is the Chatzi Dover from the Kabbalah Edus. One's Allah and Edus in Sefer. And our God has said this. One of God and Kabbalah said this. It could be a little bit deeper even. It could be that they're arguing, I can't prove this yet, it could be that they're arguing as to whether there is a significance to Eidos outside of Kabbalah said this. Eidim talk, and they tell me many different details. So a detail which is not germane to the case, is that a significant form of Edom? If Edom give information that the Edom is not concerned about, is that Edom? Or is Edom only that which is important for Edom's psak? Could be a machlokes, it's hard to define Edom. But we can't prove that separate. We can prove that the machlokes of Akiva Chachamim is the machlokes and the hanabi magdi the din of dover lechatzi dover. If Chachamim say that don't tell me everything which that was available to them as chisaron in the testimony of the Edus, in the sefer of the Edus. It's a little hard to explain. I don't know if it's a chisaron in the emunas. I don't know if the point of the Tosfos, the Gemara, is that the fact that they don't tell me about the second Seor raises credibility or builds in a lack of credibility about the sefer. I don't know. They could have told me the second sayer. They didn't. So does that mean that there's a chisorin in the edus by virtue of it not being complete? The Torah has a certain standard on what's considered to be edus. So edus, which is not complete, the information was there. They didn't give it to me. So does that, again, it doesn't raise credibility in our standards. They didn't see it. But in terms of the standards that Torah is establishing for edus, an incomplete story, so that's a sorry edus. It was incomplete from what they could have told us. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, we don't look at it. The Chiddush Din of Dabal Chatzin Dabar is in terms of Sikas HaBezin Kabbalah's edus. Can edus function, Bezin function with this edus? If they can't function, there's no Kabbalah sayers. Two Adam Kabbalah sayers are one sayer. It's a meaningless piece of information. A meaningless piece of information from the perspective of Beis Din. There's no Kabbalah. The halachas of Kabbalah says there's an anchal kilo on this. It's telling me nothing. It's telling me the mabachah. It's telling me the weather. So that's not information for Beis Din. And it came if they tell me something, I wish I could pass it. No. Who would take him?
Is the case of the Seyar, is it working that they could have seen it, the second Seyar, and just neglected to talk about it? Or is it, could it be that, because I think the Lashon of Gemara is that one's on the front and one's on the back.
Yeah.
And so could it be that they didn't see the one on the back, one back?
So you have to assume Pashtus, alright? But you have to assume that it's in both situations. Even a situation where the Edom couldn't have seen it. Because there's no indication from the Sugya that we should limit the case of Dal Chatzin Dover to a case where the Edom neglected to tell us that which they saw. Elomai, but given this scenario, the Edom are still not giving us all the information which they could give us.
It's because the information was present at the present time, but they just, even if they didn't see it, it's not even that they were neglecting to say it, just that the information was present at that given time.
Correct.
As opposed to the case of where the information wasn't there.
As opposed to Right. I think you have to say. I think that's in fact why there's a struggle with the svara because of this point. If we talk about a case where Adam neglected to tell me everything which they saw, it would be an easier svara to sell. But I think, I think that Pashtus L'Shena Sugya, since it does not make the distinction you're drawing, we have to assume that distinction does not exist. Yeah.
I think that's far enough to be so difficult, because when a person testifies, they demonstrate that they're an expert on the matter. So a person hasn't, even in a case where they didn't see everything, but they didn't just mention something, so they shouldn't be getting testimony if they haven't.
So that would be the Chiddush HaKra. Right, that would be the Chiddush HaKra. Right, because we're saying from the perspective of truth, we can't fault it that their words are lacking in truth because they didn't tell me this. They didn't see this detail. But what Josh is saying is correct. According to Chachamim, Dabar L'Chatzin Dabar, according to Chachamim, according to the first day of Tosfos, Dabar L'Chatzin Dabar is establishing a level, maybe Josh said it better than I said it, a level of expertise that they didn't have to have. And if there's something there that they could have been aware of, they weren't aware of, so it's chisaron in the level of expertise which is required of Edom. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. Rabbi Akiva says, it's a question of psikas beizdin. And again, that's why the pashtus, the lashonis of our sugya, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not positive. Once you use Josh's lashon, so it could be, That's why the Gemara ends up with Hani Amri Kitani. No, what about the Rif? Rav Alfis Pirish Mishum Gehosa Mahane Sadu Sayu the inyan peiros she'ochal the shana rishona she'chayim le'shalem im layimtze yoser edim the tamrisha nirlemiyiga. What's the riff? Rick says there is a nafkamina ladina. We may not be focusing on that nafkamina ladina this din Torah, but there is a nafkamina. I have two edim that Reuven was living in Shimon's field. 3 years from now, or maybe it's at the end of 3 years, if I have six edim that tell me that Reuven was living in Shimon's field and Shimon didn't say anything, I will have chazaka. But right now, if I only have one set of edim that Reuven was in Shimon's field, and I never get my shnei chazaka, and I never find the shtar, so now I have edus that incriminates Reuven is machayiv edim, not machayiv tashlumen, it's a ganav. So the Rif says that Chachamim apparently will say that these two Aden can generate a Psak Din. They're not going to generate the Psak Din that is of interest to us in the context of this Beis Din. But theoretically they could generate a Psak Din. So therefore they're not Chatzidor. So the Rif, right now, according to the Rif, what's the machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Akiva? Very, very narrow now. I go back. Chachamim Rabbi Akiva are magdir that double chatzidomer that didn't come bolo say to seek as basis. What's the nafkamina? What's the machlokes? No question. So Rabbi Akiva will say is the value in the context of this din Torah, and Chacham will say no, it's not limited to this din Torah. Rabbi Akiva will say right now the basis being accomplished a certain purpose. If they walk in and tell me that Reuven was there for 2 years, so Rabbi Akiva will say they've given me non-substantial, irrelevant information. I can't work with it. I can't generate a psak based on this. I can't give shnei chazaka. That's the purpose of the community that's based on. And therefore, Bikiva says that Dover lechatzin Dover is evaluated in the context of this basis, this din Torah. And Chachamim say, as long as they give me information that could generate a psak based on, then that's the Dover Shalom. So then it comes out that the machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, that everybody's makabel. Dover lechatzin Dover is a din in Kabbalah, say this, a din in Psikas based on. And there's one nafkamina, there's one machlekes. What's the machlekes? On one issue. Excuse me. Do I evaluate the Kabbalah's Eidos in the context of this specific Kabbalah's Eidos alone? Alright? Right to Taisus. Taisus says, near the Re, Neri should be, the Tam Re should near the Re eager. If not, the Ferek is scabbled, the Isha Shom is scabbled, the Gita. Tzvich HaShtenki Le'edem. Shnayim Shayyem Mifaneinu Omra. Mishnayim Shayyem Mifaneinu Kibul V'kor. Where is the case? Where Leia said to Reuven, in the Kavra Omagya. Where it says, Tzvich HaShtenki Le'edem. I need two Eidim to say that are made on the Kabbalah's and on the Minoy Shliach, the Minoy Shliach Kabbalah. And I need two Eidim that actually witness the Kabbalah. The Taisu says, the Gemara, there's a case. We have two sets of Edom. So two Edom say, we saw Minoy Shliach LaKabbalah. two edim saw the this third part of the shlish the mekabel get. For the get to be a good get, I need all four edim. So why is that? How will it work? Why is it a chatzi edim? Two edim come in and say they saw the edim mimaler uven as a shliach lekabola. No, as a shlish, as a shlish. So I haven't done anything for him. So why did a chatzi dover? So if you'll say like the Rif says, then we're stuck. We can't pass in a single din based on being a shlish. If you'll tell me that chatzi dover is a value from the perspective of the Eden, so I'll tell you that this gemara is a gemara according to Chachamim. But I didn't say I have a pshat in the Gemara. It's going to happen to Chacham. It's going. So we'll pass on Chacham. So that's a nearer Rishim. Alpha and Gas. Now, the question is, what will the Rif do with this Gemara? I'll live in the Taurus. It's like a Gevaldik Yerayim. Tosfos says, So here the Tais is telling you, I'm down to the Rif. Right? Tais is telling you, I know what the Rif is going to say. And I'm telling you, I'm not mekabel what the Rif is going to say. Because otherwise it's all extra. Otherwise he can wrap it up now. He can jump down to the last two lines. He's helping out. What's the Rif going to say? This is Hakad Din. The Din is that if we have two Eidim that say that Leah appointed Reuven to be Shlich LeKabbalah, to be a Shlish, to be a Kabbal to get. So there's a Manda Omer that says Shlish Neman Kishaget Biyodai. That if the Shlish is holding on to the get, he's Neman to say, I was Mekabel the get on behalf of Leah. Finished. So all I need is two Eidim. And a shlish for the get. Reuven's holding a get. All I need is to say Reuven was appointed a shlich l'kabbalah as a shlish. Finished. She's mugareshes. The get is chal. There's a special ne'amodas l'shlish. It's machlokes in Tanan. Whether a shlish has this kind of ne'amodas. But what the shlish is appointed, not only the kabbalah is a get. But once a woman appoints this to travel to get, the woman is giving to this person a certain amount of nemonis, a certain amount of call it power of attorney, call it authority, call it an extension of herself, what are you going to call it? But that's the fact. When a woman says, be the travel to get on my behalf, so the woman is bestowing upon this third party is certain nemonas. So the nemonas is chal, it works. So what will the Rif say? The Rif will say, because there will be situations where the first eidos works on its own. If gita biyodai, if the get is biyodai shel isha, or if the get is ripped up already because it was exerted some malchus at some point that one couldn't get beaten, so therefore they used to rip the get up after they were given. So then I don't know gita biyodai. Then I'm going to need two sets of eidim. But if it's gita biyodai, I just need one set of eidim, right? So the Rif will say kishitasai. The first two Eidim that will be Batei Din and that will be Piskei Din, where the first two Eidim will be valid. Right? So there is still. So why is the place of Makabalit? Who?
There's what cases they were doing.
No, and what about the Shnei Eri Chazaka?
You have the risk of there, you wouldn't have
it. Yeah, and this was the difference?
In this case, having Eri that this person is not in the Shliach is meaningless. It doesn't do anything on its own.
So yes, right? You're saying, what's the difference between how the re rejects, why the re will say this is not a good, it's not even right to do it. The re is narrowing down the din one step further. Is in order for the rift to be correct, we have to further machadish double the chatzim davar. Theoretically, if the first two Edom could generate a psak din, in this case, they will never generate a psak din. In this case, the aid, the shliach, gave the get over to the isha already. In this case, the shliach ripped up the get. So in this case, they will never, this, the Edos, then Leah was Mamana Ruvit Vishkilcha Kabbalah will never result in a shlish, in a get beyond shlish. So it'll never be relevant for this case. Theoretically, it could have been relevant. In the case of the Shloisha, Shnei Chazaka, so two Edom walk in and they say, Ruvain was eating in Shimon's field, Ruvain was working in Shimon's field for Toshin Samachay. At that point, they could still generate a psak din of liability against Reuven. This basin, even though this yeshiva's basin is for Shnei Chazaka, that information, that edus could still be edus lamaisa l'psikasadin. So the re says, I can go along with the rif. In other words, if there would be some possible substantial result, lamaisa the result, psikas adin, possible in this bezin or in this situation, so then I can say that it's a davar chasidah. But what the rif is asking machadish in order to make this gemara work is that he's saying that it's davar chasidah as long as theoretically the shas hagodas edos. As long as this kind of an edus could have been relevant in some situation to the devil chatzidah. All right, so let's make a sikkum of what we said. So we said the following: we said that the Gemara establishes for us make a sikkum, and then we'll see what we'll do tomorrow. The Gemara establishes for us four different models of situations to help us understand the din of what's chatzidah. Right? Case of Echorim Meseir Seir, Echorim Meseir Kam. So that's Chatzi Eidus, that's Ador Rapos Adnoim. Right? Then the Gemara says, in the case of Shnayim Eimer, Echor Bekreis Echor Megaba. So the Gemara says, Lechuli Alma, that is Dor Lechatzi Dor. That's Mandapol. Next, Shnei Eide Chazoka. Shlosha Shnei Chazoka. That is the classic Machlekes from Yekiva Chacham. Next, the case of Geneva Tavichu Mechira, or the case of Bias Kiddushin and Bias Isur, that Luchli Yalma was a Dabashal. Right? Those are the facts. Okay, now, we have to explain. First, we said that based on the Lashonis of our Sugya, it sounds like the Din of Dabash Chatzidah is going to be evaluated based on Psikas Hadin. That is valid from the perspective of the Bezin. At Bishanim Yakum Dover. Dover Chatzidov is in Kabbalah Seyus. That's the Pashtus. The Riv goes along with the Pashtus Sukkot. And the Riv says, so how can we explain Chacham Shita, which disqualifies, which accepts Edom on three separate groups of Edom? Says the Riv, because even though the psak that will be generated by this pot of Eden is not being discussed by this basin, but it could end up being Lamaser. So this is no way Chazakal in the paying for the year of that he was Nenin. Fine. That's Shita Seriv. That's the Nakuda Samachlegas Hachamer Bikiva Shita Seriv. Whether we evaluate Don Chatzidavar from the perspective of this psak din, this based din, or whether we evaluate it from the perspective of what other din come out of this. Comes the Riff and says, I have to make another Chiddush. Right? What's another Chiddush? If I'm going to accommodate the Sugya in Gitin, I'm going to have to say that according to Chachamim, not only is it going to be a Dover Sholem, if it could generate some halacha lamaisa, make a difference, lamasa, I should say, some halacha difference lamasa, but even if it could generate some difference, and it's shaloi lamasa in this case, it'd be lamaisa in some other case. That's enough to say this is a Dover Sholem. According to Chachamim, it's a Dover Sholem. If this Eidos on its own could generate a psak din in some situation, even though not in this situation. According to Chachamim, in the Kudus of Machlech and Rabbi Kiva, is that Chachamim say, Dover Chatzi Dover is evaluated by Psikas Bezin Bechlal, by Kabbal Zedin Bechlal. Would there be a Bezin in some situation which would be able to paskin a din based on this Eidos? That's a Dover Shalom. And if Kiva says, no, this particular base has to make a decision. Can they paskin a din based on the paskin this din based on this Eidos? According to the Riv, Rabbi Kiva determines Don Chasimah based on this particular Yeshiva's based in. That determines Dover Shalom. And according to Chachamim, it's based on Eidos Bechlau. Are they giving me information which could generate Psak Din Bechlau? That's the Machlokes of Chachamim. According to Riv. According to me, the Machlokes of Chachamim is further apart. They disagree much earlier on. They disagree as to what the basic din of Dover Chatzi Dover. Is it a din in Kabbalah Seidus? Or is it a din in Sibraidus? Did the Eidim tell me everything which could have been told to me that time? That's the way that Chacham evaluated Dover Chatzi Dover. And Bikin evaluates it based on Sikha Seidus. Alright? Please look at the Rashba. The Rashba, you can find it in the Shidim Kubetzes and the Rashba also. And it's also Balamor, which is Cholek and Rashi, in Rashi's interpretation of Echon Bo Bekidesh, Shnaim Omru, Shekichu Shnaim Omru Shebo, Olel. And we have to understand the Machlekes Rashba and Rashi. And there's a very important Tosafot of Peretz in here. Tosafot of Peretz, as an instant kasha, as Machadish did. Based on that Tosafot of Peretz, we will look at a yesod that the Orsa Meach develops at the very beginning of Hilchas Seifa, where you have two Edom and Kini, two Edom and Stira. Alright. Good. Okay, so we'll pick up for me tomorrow to show.
Thank you, Shaker.
Tomorrow's the regular Tuesday.